You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the show. It is Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up, we'll continue talking NFL. The Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions, so what has gone so wrong over the past few games? We will ask Jack Fritz from WIP in Philadelphia. Let's bring in D-Day for a second here. D-Day's like, what? Huh? What is this story with LeSean McCoy? Please explain this to me, because I'm reading it and I'm like, come on, what are we doing?
LeSean McCoy went on a podcast. I believe this is hosted by Emmanuel Acho. Maybe it's their joint podcast. I don't know. It's tough to keep track of some of these guys once they get let go from Fox. But he went on a podcast and said that the Eagles need to fire their offensive coordinator or he wants out of the Hall of Fame. Now, it's important to point out he's not actually in the Hall of Fame yet. He's just now up for contention of being in the Hall of Fame, and I don't know if he's talking about exclusively the NFL Hall of Fame or like the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame, but I don't believe he's getting in the actual NFL Hall of Fame.
Right.
Maybe he gets into the Eagles one, but it felt like that ended on bad terms when that ended. So I don't know what Hall of Fame he's threatening to strike from, but I don't know that that's going to be enough to get Philly to fire their offensive coordinator.
I love this. So Kevin Petullo, Eagles OC, and I say that because this is the quote from LeSean McCoy. Take me off. Nobody has ever asked. Well, I believe that. I'm going to say, Mr. Lurie, it's either me or Kevin. If Kevin is not fired, put 25 back out there on the street. Okay. Well, you weren't going to make the Hall anyway, but just in case. Nobody asked, but just in case you were thinking about it. He wants out. That's the demand. We have to demand answers from Jack Fritz from WIP Radio, host of the High Hopes podcast as well. Wow, this really changes the calculus, Jack. I mean, what is going on with the Eagles right now? They seem sort of a mess, and I know that's kind of a nebulous question, but is it one particular thing, or is it a number of things?
Well, it's the main reason is the offense. The offense can't get out of its own way, you know, and it kind of feels like now they're dug in or they don't really know what the answer is. You know, last week, Saquon's talking about how it's a group focus issue. That's all it is. We're not focused enough. And then after the game, Cam Jurgens is talking about how they're not locked in enough during the week. I don't even know what's going on with the offense. Maybe they're just not as good as we thought they were. You know, maybe that is what is happening. We talked a lot, obviously, about the AJ-Jalen relationship. Well, I mean, AJ's gotten the ball a lot in the last three games, and they've lost all three games. So they can't run the ball. Offensive line's not as good as it was last year. Quarterback is struggling to see the field, it seems like. And I don't know. I don't think the vibes on the offense certainly do not seem very, very positive. Whereas the defense, everyone seems like they're on the same page, flying around, playing great football, and generally getting along. But that is certainly not the case with the Eagles' offense.
Yeah, it's wild to me that the Eagles almost won that game against the Chargers, despite Jalen Hurts throwing for zero touchdowns and four picks. The Eagles still almost won the game. Like, that's wild to me. But I feel like in sports radio, where you have callers, I feel like people want to blame somebody. How sure. much of the blame is on Jalen Hurts, like, according to your listeners?
Not enough. There's a lot of copium happening right now in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Where they're looking for, it's definitely the offensive coordinator. Poor guy's getting his house egged. And, like, the thing is, the passing offense has kind of looked the same for the last 3 years. It's been a simple offense for the last 3 years where, you know, Kellen Moore came in last year. Kellen Moore is a pass-happy, pass-first, Dak Prescott, 5,000-yard, 40 touchdown. That's what he wants. And they didn't do that. It was a very simple passing offense last year. And because they were dominant in two games, I think everyone just forgot in a way. They were the 29th or 28th ranked passing offense last year, the lowest ranked passing offense to win a Super Bowl. So it's not something new. It's just that Jalen doesn't have the best offensive line in football, the best defense in football, the best running back in football, and a duo of the best receivers in football. And when Jalen has all that stuff, he's fine. He's a quote-unquote winner. But when he doesn't have that stuff, he's a fine quarterback. But what makes him have the record that he has and has the Super Bowl, and the reason why people were putting him in the top five consideration for, you know, quarterback rankings, was because mostly of the talent around him, and he did a decent job managing it, even though a lot of it was just handing the football off to Saquon.
So, is Nick Sirianni going to continue to insert himself more in the offense? We heard that last week, that he's a part of the game planning now. He's spending more time being vocal with the players. Is that just a bunch of malarkey? Is it really happening? Does it make a difference at all?
So I think it's mostly just a give the fans something, a little bit of what they want, hey, we're trying. I think I don't think that they view Nick Sirianni or Kevin Petullo as the issue. I just don't. I think they view it that way, that Petullo would be out of here, you know. And I think they view it as Jalen's not running the offense. And what I thought was interesting on that game on Monday night was almost because they tried different things. There was more motion. There was more crossing routes. There was more quote-unquote modern offense, right? Like, it looked different than the Eagles' offense had looked this entire year. And my read on it was, oh, the coaching staff is showing everyone why they can't do this stuff, why they can't do all the crossing routes, why they can't put a passing offense that has it throwing over the middle of the field, why they've been so obsessed with not turning the football over. Because when they asked Jalen to put the weight of the offense on his shoulders in a way, he turns into a turnover machine. I mean, he's got, what, 7 turnovers in his last 4 games? He had 2 turnovers in 1 play. It's like the butt fumble. But and this is exactly what 23 was like. 23, they couldn't run the ball by the end of the year. They said, Jalen, you know, go be Superman, put on your cape. And he had a record amount of turnovers to end that year. So my like tinfoil hat conspiracy theory about Monday's game is the Eagles offensive coaching staff was trying to show the world, like, we can't do it. we can't do the stuff that you want. We got to do the simple stuff. We got to do keep it simple, stupid, run the football. Like, we are not that kind of offense. And I think Sirianni might be more involved, but I think he's always been involved. I think that was just something to put out there to appease the fans a little bit.
You mentioned the 2023 team, and that was the team, if I'm remembering the year correctly, that got bounced in the first round of the playoffs and looked like they didn't even get off the bus. And I think that's the frustrating part with the Eagles, you know, from an outsider perspective, is that it just feels like the mentality and the vibes are just so off. It's not a team devoid of talent. Like, maybe they're not as talented as years before, but they still have talent to win games. But it just feels like there's some type of disconnect. Do you feel that this year?
100%. 100%. Now, it's not the difference between this year's team and 23 is that 23 defense also just gave up. You know, this year's defense is better. Now, they got destroyed by the Bears physicality-wise, but they responded against the Chargers. They're not the best defense in football, but I think they're a top five defense in football. So the defense is much better than 23. But yeah, you're totally right. I mean, it's the vibe of the offense and not being able to get out of their own way. You know, I think I ranted on the air yesterday about this. I was like, how they can't see that they could just, if they could just put whatever's going on aside, lock in for six, they could be Super Bowl champs again. The NFL sucks this year. I mean, seriously, who, like, the NFC, the Rams are really good, right? They just lost the Panthers 2 weeks ago. No, no, West to East, blah, 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 blah. I get it. But the NFC's not good this year. We've been talking all season. We keep waiting for one of these teams to emerge as that's the best team in football. And I guess it's the Rams. But other than that, Lamar's done. Burrow's done. Mahomes is done. It's, if Josh Allen doesn't make the Super Bowl this year, there's a huge amount of question marks on him. It's wide open. Just lock in. I mean, lock in for 6 weeks. The defense is good enough. The offense has to get out of its own way. But it's been this way for a month, ever since the bye week. Ever since the bye week. The offense has just not had it. And it maybe kind of feels like they're all taking sides now. Like, now it's the coaches, now it's the players, and they're leaking stuff every day about Jalen can't run the offense. I'm sure he's like, hey, what the hell? I just won the Super Bowl 10 months ago. What are we doing? It's so Philadelphia. It is so Philadelphia. It is so the Eagles. They eat themselves from within every single time they do anything good. And then they got to have a disaster year after they win. It's what they do. They eat themselves from within. There's no franchise like them.
So, Jack, the crazy thing about all of this is that they're probably still going to win the division. Which is,
I know.
That's the wild thing about it. As much as we're dumping on these guys, and for good reason, because they're completely fracturing in front of us, they're going to make the playoffs. So, can you make a case, despite that frustration, that in a month we'll be talking about a team that suddenly put it together on offense, or is that just not going to happen?
I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't feel it this year. I just don't feel it. Now, if I was putting on my, like, Eagles-colored glasses, there was a clip last night of AJ and Jalen laughing with each other. I said, all right, that's a good sign. AJ really defended Jalen at the podium after the game on Monday night, saying, hey, it's not on him. Now, you know, catch the freaking football, you know. I mean, he could have ended the game. He caused an interception. So, congratulations on taking some accountability. But, like, I personally don't feel it. I just, I don't feel them putting it together and going on a run. Now, hey, maybe when the postseason rolls around, they flip a switch and they remind themselves that they're Super Bowl champs and they go on a run. But unless you're the Dodgers, it doesn't seem like teams can really just flip a switch and here we go. Now we can just go win the World Series or win a championship. So I am definitely more in the camp of you got to see it to believe it. And I don't know, man. That Cowboys plus 700, they would have to win out. I understand it, but... And maybe I'm a sucker for Hard Knocks, but they seem like they're having some fun down there in Dallas, and they feel like maybe they got a little magic to them. So obviously plus 700, I don't bet anything over plus 300, 400 odds. So as an oddsman, I like the plus 700.
I'm sure your Philly fans and listeners love hearing you talk about the Cowboys. All right, so we have a couple minutes left here. I wanted to ask you about Kyle Schwarber. And, of course, the numbers are justified for his new contract there. Hit 56 home runs this year, third all-time in postseason home runs. But what are the intangibles with Kyle Schwarber? We were talking about this earlier where it feels like you have to have a certain type of personality to be a clubhouse guy in Philadelphia in that market. to withstand the storm. Is Kyle Schwarber that guy?
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber's the man. It's as simple as that. Kyle Schwarber's the man. And he was that in Chicago, too. I mean, now that team had unbelievable leaders. I mean, they had Rizzo and him and Jason Hayward, like Dexter Fowler, David Ross. I mean, that's I'm sure he learned a lot from just being in that clubhouse, and it certainly has translated to here. But he's someone who you cannot find anyone that will say a bad thing about Kyle Schwarber. Like, you just can't do it. Fans love him. The owners love him. The players love him. The manager loves him. I think he's someone that brings everyone together. I think he's a big together guy. And I think the biggest thing that Kyle Schwarber does is baseball is a game of failure. Everyone knows that. And I think he does a really good job of, hey, you're a great player. You're good. You've got it. And I think that he's just someone who gives good advice. I think he's someone that the young players lean on. You know, there's an old baseball, old really sports in general. You have to deal with hazing, you know, like rookies, like, you know, you got to do all the nonsense. And I think that Kyle Schwarber has built here a very, you know, welcoming clubhouse. And, you know, Dave Dombrowski, who's been in baseball since 70s or 80s, I don't know, really, really long time. And he's someone who has gone out and he's acquired some of the best clubhouse guys in baseball. You know, in 1997, he traded for Darren Dalton, who was a Philly and widely regarded as an unbelievable clubhouse leader. He got Darren Dalton in 97 at the deadline. They won the World Series. He's built teams that have gone to World Series champions, all that. And he said that in his years of baseball, Kyle Schwarber is the single best clubhouse leader he's ever been around. Do I have all the answers as to, like, what he does? I don't. But if Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson, who was with the Yankees with the whole heyday, all revere this guy, he's pretty important.
He is Jack Fritz, afternoon host on WIP in Philly and also host of the High Hopes podcast. Jack, great stuff as usual. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Coming up next on the show, Donkster's fired up again and our best bets locked in and ready to go. All that and more coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the Bet MGM.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm James. He's Chelsea. Coming up on the show, as bets, Donkster time. We got it all. Something like that. LeSean McCoy and his threat. I mean, that's hilarious. I know we touched on that a little bit with Jack in our previous segment. Have you ever made a threat that ended up being like a real empty threat? And you're like, oh, I'm never following through with this. Like, I'm never doing this again. And a week later, you're doing it.
Well, I do this all the time in parenting because I like try to make threats. I'm like, listen, well, I don't want to say this in case, you know, kids are listening. I'll go a different direction. So I'm like, okay, if you're not good, you're not going to get an ice cream bar later. So for my six-year-old, Blake lives and dies by these ice cream bars that are actually like Greek yogurt. So they're not that bad for her, but like she loves these. This is the highlight of her day. So I always use this threat when she's not doing something, but like I'm not actually going to take it away from her because most of the time she does correct her behavior. But like parenting is full of threats and bribes. Like, that's the way to go. Like, I know people are like, you shouldn't do this, and you need to do all these strategies. No, bribes work. Like, I know we're talking about threats, but bribes absolutely work. If I want Blake to do something, we can go to Target after this, and she will absolutely do it. So, bribes, they work.
Slip her a 20. Come on. Help Mama out. There you go. Put it in the piggy bank. How about that, huh? You're building that bank account. Got to help me out here. Nothing is worse to me when I see bad parenting. Oh, my God. Yesterday on TikTok, I saw something that made me want to throw my phone. And what makes me so angry is when people, I wonder, are you doing this because you're just a bad parent or you think this will be funny and you're doing it for the gram or doing it for TikTok and you're damaging your child in the process? And she put headphones, this mother, on her child. And told her child and put the headphones on like the wrong way, or like one of the earphones or the ear covers was on her forehead, and convinced her child it was a lie detector.
And, oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And the first comment, which got the most likes, was if she's actually telling you the truth, you're damaging her. Because the girl was crying. I'm like, why would you do this to your child? Like, you're intentionally inflicting emotional damage and harm on your kid. Are you really acting like, is this what you do? And also you're letting us see it like it's funny? And I immediately was like, nope, don't want to see this.
I think the worst part is the fact that you took a video of it and posted it on social media.
That's what I mean.
Like, that's the most egregious part to me. And it's wild to me what people will do for likes and attention. Like, this is your kid.
Yeah.
The internet's forever. Like, because I think about that a lot, too, that we're living in a different era where even posting your child's image on the internet, like, holds consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So let alone, like, embarrassing your child on the internet for millions of strangers, it doesn't feel right to me. So, like, maybe you do this in your own home, but, like, why do you need to post it? It feels mean.
It was mean. And I'm like, your child is clearly hurt. Your child is clearly upset and crying and saying, but I'm saying the truth. I'm telling the truth. And regardless, like whether or not your kid is telling the truth is irrelevant because you're ignoring what your child is feeling in the name of, I bet I can get a lot of likes here. Or I bet if I post this, this will go viral. And it was. I mean, it came up on my feed. I wasn't following this random person. And I'm not on TikTok all the time, but I got on yesterday. It was one of the first things I saw. I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I don't want to see this. I looked at the comments. I'm like, yeah, good. At least people were saying this is harmful. And then I moved on. That kind of stuff I don't like and I don't want to see on a regular basis. And I hope that maybe, my hope is, and this is probably pie in the sky, is that the parent will look and say, oh, I'm doing this wrong because a lot of people are pushing back on what I thought they were going to say.
Well, and just be a good human being.
Yeah.
Like, it is wild to me that you can sit there with your phone up while your child is crying. Like, my first instinct, if Blake even, like, starts to pout, is, like, I want to go and hug her, right?
Right.
Like, I'll give you an example of something where Jake said something to Blake when we were driving home from church. She was acting like she was asleep. He was to wake her up, and he was like, Blake, our neighbor's in the yard, Easton. He's waving at you. He's waving at you. And Blake still wouldn't open her eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Easton's crying now because you won't wave back at him. She won't open her eyes. So the other day, she tells me, she's like, I have to go apologize to Easton because I made him cry. Aww. I said, honey, Dad was making that up. Like, he was just joking because Jake does this. He's a big jokester. But she believed it. And, like, that's the thing. Like, kids are gullible. Like, I know that's not breaking news, but even when you think that you're joking, they take it to heart. So, like, people need to realize that. And, like, obviously, try to learn that before you post it on the internet. So just, like, have a little sympathy.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. The one kid I did see the other day on TikTok was the parent was filming. It was very funny. And this girl was upset. And I think her dad or mom was like, what's wrong? She's like, I just got a lot going on. And I want to chill. And there's just not a lot of time to chill. And I was like, I agreed. There's not enough time to chill. We could all chill. Yes, relatable. I get it. I understand the struggle there. Well, coming up on Bet Sweats, more betting, more sweating, more Joe O, more Sammy B. So if you're looking forward to sweating some bets, they got all that for you. All right, it's time for us to hit out our best bets. 1-1 night last night. 1-2 if you count the Donkster. He doesn't really count, but he's here as well. Let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Oh, look at this. You asked me about the NBA Cup, about pro basketball, and here you are going to the association.
Ah, well, we don't have many options today, James.
True.
I don't love the college basketball slate. So I'm going to go to the NBA Cup, and I'm going to go with the game that I think is number one on the menu. Going to go to Lakers and the Spurs. Should be noted that Victor Wembanyama is not going to play in this game, and thus that's why the Lakers are now 6.5-point favorites. I was simply going to play the Lakers on the spread when this line was 4.5, but this line has seen a massive movement throughout the past few hours. And for good reason. The Lakers are finally getting healthy. And even earlier in the season, when the Lakers weren't fully healthy, they didn't have everybody on the court, including LeBron James, they were still winning games. This is a good Lakers team, despite what Rich Paul says, at least for this specific matchup. Because when Wimby's off the court, that is a huge hole to fill, both physically and literally speaking. So I think you look at this game, and I'm going to go Lakers on the money line. And then we're going to go LeBron to record 5 rebounds, because without Wimby on the floor, there's going to be some more rebounds up for grabs. And also, LeBron's sneaky a good rebounder. You look at this number of 5, it is an alt line, and he's hit this in 5 of his last 6 games. And if you look at his games in the NBA Cup, he's hit this in every NBA Cup game so far this season. A lot of this is effort. Like, if you watch these games and you're playing rebounds, some of it's just guys that need to go for the ball. And at least this is an NBA Cup game. So I think LeBron's going to show some effort here. Let's go LeBron, 5-plus rebounds, and the Lakers to win this game over the Spurs. That is minus 125.
All right. Good job, Chelsea.
Thanks.
Good job. Good job on the NBA. Nice job. I'm going to the NHL. Rangers, Blackhawks, under 6.5. It's minus 130, so you have to shop around for it. It's at 6 in a lot of places, which we're seeing now at MGM. The under is minus 105. I like that as well. I bet on the Rangers' money line a few times early in the season because they were successful and won me some cash last year. That has not been the case this year, but I love the under in this game. Rangers have a really hard time scoring. They are bad. 2.65 goals per game. That is 28th in the NHL. Blackhawks, a touch better. They're 18th in the league, but the problem for them is that they have to get past Igor Shesterkin, one of the best in the National Hockey League. Rangers are an under team. They've hit the under in 5 straight games. And again, this total opened at 6.5. Bet down to 6 almost immediately. I'm going to play it at 6.5. If you like it at 6, I like that as well. Let's go under 6.5 goals for Rangers and the Blackhawks. It is minus 130.
Ah, good job, Jenks. I'll take your line.
Thank you.
Because I don't have anything to add to the NHL discussion.
I'll take a good job. Good job. Any day of the week. Yeah. You got any leans for us? I saw you looking at your phone. I thought maybe she wants to add one more bet, you know, at the very end here.
No, maybe? I was actually betting on it. Placing my bet I put on the show. Well, my original lean in this game was playing something on Austin Reeves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been following the lore of Austin Reeves this year, but my dude is averaging 28 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists this year. Dude's been on fire, but I couldn't find a bet that I really liked because his scoring has kind of been a little up and down. But it's not going to shock me if he has a big game once again in this one, because the dude is just putting on an absolute clinic, despite, again, Rich Paul saying that he should come off the bench. What are you doing?
Okay.
Keep him on the court.
Whatever. Rich. I was telling the lovely Catherine, I said, I love talking to her about how talented pro athletes are, particularly in basketball. I said, every now and then, you'll see a guy show up at like a rec league, could be a bench guy, you know, could be your number 10 guy in the NBA, and he'll just cook everyone. Like, you have no idea how talented these guys are. And Austin Reeves, I mean, he's not number 10 bench guy. He's been awesome this season. All right, Dogster. Have you ever been awesome? I don't know. But you're here. It's your time. End of the show. What do you got? Come on in.
I don't like Philip Rivers at all.
Why not?
He's so old. 44? Instead of game planning, he should be estate planning.
Doctor, I just turned 52, so that's kind of insulting.
Dad, let's be honest. You belong in a casket.
Doctor! Lord, this is harsh. The ageism here on the show. Do you have a play at least?
I sure do. Purdue, minus 18.5, hosting the Golden Gophers of Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll take it. Good job, Dogster. Good job. Everybody gets a good job here on the show. Nice job today.
Good
on a Wednesday.
Job.
Good.
See, that went a different direction. I thought since Philip Rivers has 10 kids, the Dogster would idolize him.
Oh, my God.
He's a legend!
Yeah, he does. You're right.
There you go.
There we go. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always love having you here on the show with us. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.